What would you say to a youngster who's listening to this now and they want to be a cartoonist? Would you tell them to go into it or forget it?
I'm reluctant to give advice like this. Well, the newspaper cartoon business has been shrinking ever since I've been in it. As we all know, newspapers are diminishing and comic strips are not what they were in their heyday. And I would say that they probably will continue to shrink in the future. So having said that, I don't believe that the opportunity is there nearly as much as it was when I started. So I guess I'd have to give some advice like my dad, well, maybe you need something to fall back on. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, you'd hate to discourage the one guy that was going to be the next Garfield or Peanuts. So you have to be careful there.
Yeah, I guess there'll always be cartoons of some sort. There'll certainly be comic books.
Well, when I was a young feller, there was all kinds of magazines that bought cartoons. Collier, Saturday Evening Post, and all these things. There was a big market for that. That slowly dried up, and all the guys that did those magazine cartoons are kind of left hanging. About all that's left is the New Yorker. And I guess Playboy still carries cartoons. I don't know. But that's something that almost doesn't exist. I guess there's a lot of online stuff now being done, but I don't know enough about how to make a living doing that. I guess if you want to do it for a hobby or something, that's okay. But to make a living at it, I wouldn't know what to tell somebody.
Didn't Barsotti, who spotted your talent, didn't he become famous in the New Yorker for his cartoons?
Barsotti?
Yes.
Yeah, oh yeah, Charlie. That's what he really wanted to do. He had this comic strip going for a few years, and I thought, well, you're so lucky. He didn't really want to do it. He wanted to do magazine cartoons, and he became one of the New Yorker's top cartoonists. Funny story, he became the cartoon editor of the Saturday Evening Post, a job he really wanted and really loved. And a kind of little form of nepotism, I sold a few cartoons, I think four, to the Saturday Evening Post. And a few weeks after he got that job, the Saturday Evening Post went out of business.
Oh.
That ended that.
Did you say earlier that you have a collection of comic books that go way back?
Yes. Well, when I was a kid, I bought a lot of comic books. They were 10 cents, or I could go down to the used bookstores. There was Terry's bookstore on Main and Miller's and buy them used, and I could get them for a nickel. So I would haunt those places and go through them, and I bought them. After I got older, I stored them in my parents' house. My dad was always wanting to get rid of them. Why don't you get rid of those things? No, no, no. I didn't. I still have them. I have 2,000 comic books dating back from the 40s and 50s.
Oh, my. Now, that's a collection you could retire on if you sold it.
Yeah, I'm not so sure, because the value of comic books depends a lot on condition. And most of mine are either bought used or ones that I read, and the condition isn't great. Plus, I was not interested in the superheroes, which is where the big money in the collecting is now. So I kind of missed out on that. I have a few that I think are of some value, but a lot of them I don't think are worth much at all. I don't know what to do with those, frankly.
What kind of comic book were you interested in?
I loved the Donald Duck and Uncle Scrooge. It was done by Carl Barks. And it was the EC comic books back then, which were horror and war and that kind of stuff. And they had the best artists. Really great stuff. I loved those. There were reprints of the Dick Tracy comic strips. And, oh, gosh. Everything from Little Lulu to Andy Panda to horror comics, just a bunch of stuff. I'd have to look back and see what I have.
What will come of that collection?
I don't know. I may just die and let my kids figure it out. I don't know what to do with it. I would almost have to go through it comic book by comic book, then check values and figure out a way to sell them on eBay or go through Heritage Auctions, a place that does that in Dallas. It would take a lot of time, and I think I'm just too lazy to do it.
If there's a historical center or society in your vicinity in Oregon, maybe they would be interested in some of them to put them on display.
That's a possibility. I do not know of any. As I say, I think the majority of them are not worth much of anything, but there are some gems in there. But no, I don't know about anything like that. I've been out of the comic book collecting business for a long time.
Right. Could be that Portland or Eugene would have a history center.
That's so, probably the closest place, if there was such a place.
Well, this has been an honor for me to talk to you, Russell. And
well, thank you.
I've really appreciated, and you've been so talkative and giving in the interview. I just will look at Broomhilda in a different way.
Well, thank you. I don't have many secrets, so I just talk away. Well, it's been a pleasure to talk to you too, John.
Thank you again for giving us this time. We appreciate it.
It's a pleasure.